Thousands of LA County workers' contracts expired at midnight. Earlier this morning, these workers rallied along Grand Avenue, closing down streets between 1st and 4th Avenues. They are hoping to reach a deal with county officials over wage increases. Sarah Zahedi reports.
About 2,000 LA County union members marched along Grand Avenue, urging county officials to offer higher wages that would match the rising cost of living. Here are union workers Margarita Gomez and Joseph Torres.
It's always a struggle, right? They always say that there's not enough money and that they have to make cuts.
Everything else is going up except our wages. It's not compatible with cost of living.
County Chief Executive Officer William Fujioka says he's prepared to offer a 6% wage increase over the next 3 years. Patient resource worker Miguel Cooper says money will be coming out of his check.
We're still far behind, not even offered to cover our health benefits, so in actuality it's a take back.
The deal proposed by the county does not include any increase in health benefits. Fujioka says that will be a separate negotiation. The union that represents county workers fears its members will end up paying more in health premium costs than the wage increase will cover. Still, Cooper says the issue goes beyond money.
It's not an issue of do they have the money. We know they have the money. It's just an issue of how they value us as employees. We're working families. We do the jobs that private industry doesn't want to do.
Fujioka is planning to meet with labor leaders later today and will discuss the potential deal to raise wages by 6%. If wages are increased, it would be the first time to happen in 5 years in LA County. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.